fighting subsided today at the Palestinian refugee camp outside the city of Jenin on the West Bank. Over the past week, the Israeli army has pounded the camp with helicopter gunships and tank fire. Yesterday, 13 Israeli soldiers died in an ambush inside the camp when a suicide bomber detonated a booby-trapped building that the soldiers were searching. During the battle for Jenin refugee camp, Israeli troops seized hundreds of men for questioning. Many of them have now left the camp. NPR's Mike Schuster has met some of them and heard their stories.
About 300 men from the refugee camp have reached the village of Rumane, 9 miles west of Jenin. They came in groups of 20 or 30, all forced to walk from nearby towns. Road traffic has been cut to the village. Many of the men have found shelter in Rumane's mosque. They are sleeping on the floor on thin mattresses. They have no possessions, just the clothes they were wearing when they left Jenin. 18-year-old Ahmed Shahadi was taken by Israeli troops last Saturday.
They gathered the young men in the courtyard of the camp, and they forced him to take off their clothes, even the trousers. And when they were sure that they haven't any bombs or any explosives, we were told by the soldiers, we are going to take you to the prison. And they also put they tightened their hands with metal ribbons.
Many men were handcuffed with metal ribbons, producing severe cuts around their wrists. They were stripped to their underwear, blindfolded, and crammed 20 or more into small rooms waiting to be interrogated. Many say they were beaten or saw others beaten. Mustafa Sadiq saw Israeli soldiers beat men with wounds suffered in the assault on the camp.
They hit their heads with sticks and also with the rifles. They said, we are going to eliminate all the camp.
By most accounts, the battle for the Jenin refugee camp has been the most destructive operation of the Israeli offensive. Ahmed Shahadi and another man who would only identify himself as Mohammed said Israeli rockets have devastated the camp.
A full destruction. Destruction everywhere. Every house was hit by bullets and shells and rockets. And the wounded also die in their locations without any help. They saw that the bulldozers demolished houses on the heads of its inhabitants. They were inside their homes and the bulldozer came and demolished the houses.
The harshness of the treatment appears to have been a response to the fierce resistance put up by Palestinian militias inside the camp. The camp has also been the source of many suicide bombers who have carried out the most devastating attacks on Israeli civilians over the past months. Khalid Suleiman said that was clearly in the mind of Israeli soldiers he encountered during his 3-day captivity.
The soldier told us, we have orders. Anyone will leave this room will be shot. We were without food, without water. The children cried. We told them that our children need milk, but they did not respond to us. They brought a wounded man, and they began to beat him. And they told him, you want to be martyr? We are going to kill you just now.
All of the men in Rumane have been separated from their wives and children. They have no way to call them or get news of them at the moment. Women and children remained in the camp throughout the Israeli assault. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Rumane on the West Bank.